Whilst you looked over, all good? Ross, you had good wins in some of the key stats. Where did you think the game got away from you?
Yeah, the start in AFL footy is always critical. They kicked 4-1 from their first five entries. I thought they were really active, and well, you always talk about what's coming and don't be ambushed, and so about being active and hard. And in that period, we just missed some fundamentals, some first gives, some short 50-50s, and their pressure was so strong that they capitalised. So we reeled that in by... It takes effort, gives them some confidence. And the pressure, I thought, from start to end, they tackled us really. They hunted us really well. And that's a signature. We knew what their signatures were, and I thought early we allowed that to happen. Then we fought back, and then the most overrated stat is accuracy in front of goal. I thought they took their opportunities when we could have taken some of ours, really. But I thought they just got out on us a bit. We didn't... make them defend well enough, so they had plenty of energy to really surge it forward, and they ran in waves, which we knew we should have been able to handle it, but they were the two things, the start, conversion, but I thought they were harder and pressured stronger for longer than us, so we're disappointed. We win and lose together. There's clear areas on the review, as you've spoken about, so we'll have a sharp review. We need to learn our lessons. It's a 6-day break. We need to gather ourselves, pick our team, and get over to Essendon on a Saturday night at Etihad, which would be fantastic for us.
You said recently you feel like you're a fit team that can run over teams, especially with them down to 20 men. Did you feel like you were still a fair chance in the last quarter?
Yeah. Look, that's a good point. They handled their adversity really well. But again, just when we looked like we were coming, they scored and took their opportunities. So all credit to them. You know, they're strong in this system. We knew the system. We thought how we've played all year and some areas of the ground, even our ball use, really 2 weeks in a row now, we haven't done what we wanted to do. So we've got to drive that through a bit stronger. But you're right, we got the ball back centre forward a huge amount. That's an area, territory, get it back, entries from attacking mid. I think, you know, we had 20 entries. They sort of had 10 in their area. But I thought they... centre bouncers have been strong all year. They kicked 5 goals to our 2. So that was... or 1, something like that. So that was unusual. And both teams scored heavily from stoppage around the ground. So it was... game throws up some anomalies. But if I just gather myself and stop babbling, the start and conversion are the two simplest things, really.
When the conversion aspect isn't going your way, what goes through your mind in the box? Because it's not like you can do much about it.
Well, there's other things we can control. So we can do the basics well. We can spread the ball better than we did today. I thought they had plenty of energy because we just surged. Their pressure made us surge, but there was times we could have made them defend more than we did. And so therefore, on the counterpunch there, we're a bit more organised defensively, but we weren't. Thanks, guys.
The incident with Fife on Tom Lynch, there was a bit of a raised arm there and he collected him in the
head. Was it? I didn't see it, mate. Didn't see it. Honestly, didn't see it. There's so much going on in the box. So, as always, I'm not even sure what the authority is. Is it Match Review Officer, MRO? Mm. Or?
Yeah. It'll definitely be looked at.
Yeah, okay.
Going on past things.
It's good to know, yeah.
Was Connor Blakely, is he not physically quite ready for AFL level, or do you just not see him in your preferred 22 at the moment?
No, I think that's an emotive statement. Connor's a very good player. He's had 9 months off, had a big torn tendon, hamstring. It takes time. He's played 2 waffle games and building nicely. So 2's not much. If you think you come into the season with 3 or 4 under your belt, internal practice games. So, and our form line, which you'd be aware of, has been quite strong. So look, we'll get to Connor and consider it. It's Connor at his best, and his building to his best is an important part of our 22. Really value his ball winning, his ability to play halfback, and ability to play anywhere, really. But when people have been doing a job for you, but clearly we didn't get it done tonight, we didn't get it done last week, so now you've got a couple of weeks in a row where you can have a look at things. So integrity of selection is really important, that people have been doing jobs, you reward them, and then as jobs aren't being done, you give other people opportunities. So there's more than Connor down there. Do you know what I mean? We'll have a look at that.
And does the waffle bite interrupt him, or is he still...
No. They did a match sim today. that he would have punched out, in some ways been in more contested efforts than a lot of our guys were today. So we back ourselves into the condition, and we thought the work will soak into him. You know, is it this week coming? Maybe. Is it the week after? Maybe. I don't know, but it's probably a little bit unfair to speculate for everybody at this point.
How did you rate Fife's game in general tonight?
I haven't got to the... I thought he was quite inspirational, led, tack on the ball. Typical Fife game, I thought, you know. So they probably had more weight and numbers that were up and about. But sometimes how you use the ball doesn't allow some of the other players to shine. So we've got to have a look at that.
And three goals as well for him. It's an area where he's got so much potential.
I'll pass that on to him.
How pleasing is it to see him actually capitalise?
Incredibly pleasing. We love him to hit the scoreboard. Yeah, he's a very good player. Yeah, he's a very good player. We love him, he's our captain. So, but we're really sort of disappointed. Thanks, guys.